Ollie's Random Facts.
Gosh.
Great Odin's Raven.
Excellent.
You ready?
Okay, today, in 1885, we found out the roller coaster was patented by a guy from Coney Island. Are you a fan of roller coasters?
Look, I used to be when I was younger. Mm-hmm. These days, if I got on a roller coaster, it would probably trigger my vertigo.
And oh, dear.
Yeah, so it's a no from me.
Okay, so you wouldn't ride the King Dakar, the tallest and fastest one in the world.
Where's that?
It's at Six Flags Great Adventure in Jackson, New Jersey, and it started roller coasting in 2005.
Is that a word?
It started, I made that up. Coasting? You want to know how high it is?
Yeah, go on.
It's 139 metres high.
Metres?
Metres. The max speed it hits is 206 k's an hour, with G-forces peaking at 5, which is typically the most a person can handle before passing out. So get this, you'll leave the station going from 0 to 206 k's per hour in a jaw-dropping 3.5 seconds. There won't even be time for your jaw to drop. You'll be shooting straight up that impossible height so fast you won't even have time to think. You hang on, then it's a 90 degrees straight up. Then when you get to the top, you plummet right back down in a 270-degree spiral. It's not recommended for wimps or you because you'd get super dizzy. So it's very little that can prepare you for a drop of that intensity and the speeds and the G-force. But don't worry, it's all over in 50 seconds.
And sounds 50 seconds of pure terror.
To put it into perspective, the Abyssid Adventure World, which I like going on, is 30 metres high as opposed to
139.
Yes. The ride can reach speeds of 85 kilometres an hour and does exert G-forces ranging from 1.5 to 4.5. So the G-force factor is pretty high on the Abyss, but it's, yeah, nowhere near as high or as fast. So there you have it, the world's biggest and tallest and fastest roller coaster.
Wow.
But don't worry, Six Flags in Saudi Arabia is attempting to take the King Dakar's title. The Falcon's flight set to open in 2023.
I can't wait.